The Guardian.
David Miliband, the Foreign Secretary, has called on Burma's military leaders to allow foreign aid into the country after its devastating cyclone. The first UN plane carrying relief supplies landed yesterday, 6 days after the storm struck. Around 1 million people have been left homeless after the cyclone, which has killed up to 100,000 people. Catherine Raw of Save the Children is in Bangkok in Thailand. She's still waiting for the Burmese authorities to approve her visa.
Well, at the moment, we are having some difficulties with visas. Save the Children does have some emergency staff who are in Bangkok at the moment, and they are staff who are extremely experienced in responding to emergencies. And ideally, we want to get them in to help us with the emergency response. I mean, Save the Children is in quite a fortunate position because we already had 500 staff working in Burma, and we were working already in some of the areas that have been worst affected by the cyclone. So we have been able to, in the immediate aftermath of the disaster, respond, and we've already reached 50,000 people with supplies of food and shelter equipment. But as those supplies in country run out, we need to look at other ways of scaling up our response, and that's going to involve getting supplies in from outside of the country.
Is there also a problem with the damaged infrastructure in Burma of getting supplies to people?
There certainly is. The infrastructure has been severely damaged by the cyclone. Communications in the country, even before the cyclone, weren't very good. And it means that some of the more isolated areas have now been completely cut off. Roads have been destroyed. And many of the areas, particularly around the Irrawaddy Delta, were only reachable by boats originally, and many of the boats have been destroyed during the cyclone. So some of these outlying areas have been very difficult to reach. And even 5 days after the emergency, we expect that some communities have still to receive any aid.
And what kind of conditions are people who have survived this cyclone now having to endure?
Well, Save the Children's been visiting a lot of the temporary shelters where people are living at the moment. The official estimate is that around 1 million people have been made homeless by the cyclone. And Save the Children estimates that those figures might even be higher. The conditions that our staff on the ground are seeing is that people are crowded together into these shelters. They're sheltering in schools, in pagodas, in local religious halls and monasteries. And the conditions there are terrible. I mean, the lack of clean water, there's problems with health and hygiene, and those conditions are only going to deteriorate over the next couple of days. Save the Children has reached some of these shelters, and we have been giving out clean water and some basic medical supplies, but we need funding to enable us to scale up our response and to reach the hundreds of thousands of people who've been affected.
And there's a particular threat to children from diarrhoea and, you know, infectious diseases such as dengue fever.
In any emergency, children are the most vulnerable. They are more prone to diseases such as diarrhoea, as you mentioned, and that can be particularly risky when there is problems with the water supply. We've also, children are more susceptible to malnutrition and in areas where the rice crops have been destroyed and there's a disruption to the food supply, we are worried that many children may be facing hunger as well.
Catherine Raw of Save the Children. Well, Angelo Gnadinger is Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross. He told The Guardian's diplomatic editor Julian Borgia of his particular concern for the prisoners incarcerated in Burma's detention camps.
Well, we have only 3-4 people on the ground in Rangoon, but we have local staff, and we have been working with the local Red Cross in order to try to assess the needs, which are indeed horrendous. And we have made contact with some government officials that we could, to see how we could immediately participate in helping in the situation. And I'm really hoping that we can bring in some medicaments and also equipment for drinking water to help, particularly in the field of people detained.
People detained, obviously, this is one of the areas, ICRC.
We know, because that's an area we know from the past. We have had great difficulties to access them over the past years, and let's see whether we can break that ice and indeed help practically the many thousands that are in desperate need.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.